episode 147, Prescription for Zombie Living.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hey, is that you? Really? I'm so glad you're here. I have been waiting for you. Welcome. Are you ready? It's coffee time, tea time, lemonade time, whatever time you want. It's our time. Welcome. I'm so excited that we get time just to chat. I've really been looking forward to this kind of crazy episode because in my world, having three boys, zombie living is so in. And so we're going to chat about that a little bit. And I promise you, regardless of where you are on zombies, you want to listen in. So don't press stop or delete. Hang in there with me. Okay, some real quick things though. Number one, be sure to go to createyournow.com/summer planner. Okay, you want to go to summer planner. createyournow.com/summer planner. There you can download a free summer planner. It's going to be a great way for you just to get some information that will really enhance your summer, and it will make it less chaotic. It'll be a lot of fun information you can enjoy, and I have truly had a blast putting it together, and it'll be just great. You'll have recipes and tips and tricks, and they'll come out. You know, you'll get some updates even throughout the summer. So you'll get to download the first initial planner, and then you'll get some actual addendums to it that you can add in throughout. So nothing boring. So be sure to go check it out. I'm thrilled to be able to give this to you. Okay, now we're going to open up with Prescription for Zombie Living. Yes. Are you ready? I'm so glad you're here. Hi to everyone around the world. Are you a zombie? I'm not a zombie, but there are days that I feel like a zombie. I want to start first by reading you this quote by Anthony DeMello. He says, people don't really want to be cured. What they want is relief. A cure is painful. I want you just to kind of chew on that for a little bit. We're going to come back to it, but it all's going to work together. I know you're kind of like, where are we going with this? I get it. I totally get it. But as I watch people in their lives, and I watch sometimes even how I lead my life, zombies just seem to be like really the in thing now, right now. Not only is it for gamers, but it is becoming an actual way of life. Yeah, walking around with one focus just to get through the day. Do you ever find yourself having zombie days, maybe weeks, maybe even zombie months that you're like, I don't know, but I just got to get through today. Oh, wait, now I just got to get through this month. And you find that you're really not living what you want to be, but it's kind of like you've been absorbed in the game of life and you're the zombie. Yeah, I've actually had the privilege of watching some of those crazy zombie games because with three boys, yes, there are zombies in the house. And it's not just my boys, but the girls play them too once in a while. Not so much, but they, I don't know what they get from them, but I'm not a gamer, so that's okay. However, when looking at our life, sometimes we do fall into that game of life of just zombie living, and we just don't know what to do. These times where you just get it done by doing, but you're really not present in the moment. You know, being present in the moment, all in with your mind, body, and spirit. Think back to your wedding day, okay? And if it's not your wedding day, think back to your first date of your wonderful sweetheart, okay? Think about it. What was so special about that day? What stands out in your mind? What memories jump out at you? Are you thinking? Come on, what memories? I know with my wedding specifically, I can remember everything. For example, starting off with, it was the rainiest season. We had the flood of 93. It was crazy. And where we had this at an outdoor place, it no longer exists anymore, but they said if there's rain in the forecast, they put up a tent. Well, you see, being from Hawaii, I love the outdoors, and I wanted that outdoor experience in the Midwest because we did not get married in Hawaii. Unfortunately, we could not afford that. So instead, when I got there early, they had the white tent up. And I looked at them, and I went to the guy who was in charge, and I said, you know what? This tent needs to be taken down. And he looked at me and said, you do know it could rain. And if we take the tent down, then we can't get it. I mean, we can't put it back up in time. It just takes too much work. And I said, I understand that. I'm the bride. Take the tent down. Well, you see, we had a little bit of rain early that morning. Do you know what? There was no rain the entire day and night, the rest of it. It was fabulous. Now, that was just one thing that I remember. I remember our light. We had a little, you know, those bamboo light things that you light with the kerosene. Yeah, one caught fire. Oh my gosh. Crazy. All of these things. I can remember my best friends that were there and what they did and what I didn't eat. You see, going back for me, I was present in the moment. But a lot of us as brides, what do? Or even those first dates. Now, if you just had it yesterday, you remember your first date, right? I'm talking, though, 2, 3, 4 years later, 10, 20 years later. Try 30 years later, even. Some of you might be getting close to 30 years later. Awesome! But think about it. Most of them that I talk to, most of the brides, when I speak to them, they're like, yeah, I don't remember. It's all kind of a fog. I remember I had a hassle this, or they remember the negative part. Oh, yeah, my mom and I argued because she didn't like this. Or, you know, the mother-in-law got mad because we didn't have something right and it didn't go the way she wanted to. You know, the flowers weren't there like they were supposed to be. It's not seeing it all, both the positive and the negative. Brides go into their wedding as zombies. And life begins. The game of life. Zombie living. You know, zombie living is really, really great for Halloween, for dress up, even for one-act speech plays, because our school actually did that. And it was quite hilarious. My son was the head zombie. He was quite funny and quite large. And if I saw him, I would have gone running the other direction. But as a way of life, it's just plain yuck, 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 yuck. Yet, we still do that. We find ourselves creating a schedule accepting a schedule and letting somebody else control our schedule because we don't control it. And we let everybody else say, do you want to do that? Okay, sure. So you add it to your calendar. Can you help me with this? Sure, add it to your calendar. Next thing you know, you're the zombie mom. Zombie mom! Wandering around just trying to get it done. Yet you can't even remember what happened. And now a full school year has passed and now it's summertime and oh my goodness, but do you want to have zombie living during the summer too? So how can you overcome zombie living? You really can't. There is a prescription for that. Yeah. You've come to the right place because zombie living is just, it's not fun being a zombie mom. It may sound cool for Halloween if you do dress up, but it's definitely not a cool way of life. So here's your kiss. Oh, did you get that? Here we go. Reignite the basics of living. Yeah. Reignite the basics of living. And it's all about the mend. Yeah, mend. M-E-N-D. The mend. It's awesome. It's very simple. And we're going to chat about each one of those. Remember, zombie living may be the easy way of living, moving through life with minimal direction and thought. And if that's really how you want it, then maybe you should turn me off now. But if you want the secret prescription, it is time to reignite the basics of living. It's the mend. Here we go. Number one, mindset. Number two, exercise. Number three, nutrition. And number four, dream. The mend. That's it. It's so simple. Yes. And you can start right now. Okay. Now, some of you may be saying, Christiane, I do feel like I have zombie days. You know what? You're going to have those moments that is routine and it's so structured and you do it every single day, that's okay if that little moment is a zombie moment, okay? But when you can't even remember, like when you go to bed tonight, think about what happened during your day. Can you remember the actual details? And of those details, which ones did you remember? Were they positive? Check marks. Or were they negative? Check marks. See what it is. It's a great gauge to figure out, are you the zombie mom? Or are you like, I do not want to be that zombie mom. I want to be present in what I'm doing. I want to change it up. I want that prescription, the mend. So here we go. Number one, mindset. Mindset is so very important. Okay, this is the area of personal growth. This is not at all about trying to fix everybody else, trying to worry about your children. The mend is specific to you. Okay, now what you do within the mend, yes, it's going to affect and have awesome residual effects, basically.
Yeah, so if you have zombie kids, okay,
you're going to get residual effects from it, okay? But you have to practice it yourself first. You are the role model, okay? So number one is mindset. Personal growth. You want to become a better mom, a better wife, okay? Maybe it's all the negative thoughts that you think about yourself. Maybe when you were growing up, you were made fun of because you had big thighs. Really? You know what? We're all made differently. Okay. I remember telling you all the story about my nickname. Do you remember that? Can you think of it? Garbage mouth. I mean, seriously. But you know what? I could put it away and I had no problem with it. And I didn't really gain the weight. I don't know where it all went. Granted, I was much younger because if I did what I did back then now, oh no, I would be, yeah, let's not even go there. So it's a mindset. Yet I know that I was called that. I got to change it even now. And I got to think about, oh, just because they said that doesn't mean that I am that. It's amazing what we bring along, the baggage that collects in those heavy, 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 you know, like tarps. I think of them like our military. You know, they carry those big, huge duffel bags that are like indestructible. That's what we're carrying our baggage in, and we can't get rid of it. It's your mindset. You have to work on it. The mend every day. That's number one. Number two, exercise. Now, if you don't like the word exercise, you can change it to intentional movement. You need to move. And that doesn't mean what you do at your job. Because a lot of what we do in our job is what? It's sedentary. We're still. We don't go anywhere. We sit at a desk and maybe we walk to the printer to get something. And some of us don't even have to walk because the printer's right there. We live in a cubicle, okay? And you think maybe you're walking. If you don't know how much you're walking, get a pedometer. You can look up and get a free app right for your smartphone and put it on there. You don't have to go buy one. If you want to buy a little pedometer, you can do that. Man, they're under 10 bucks. Then you can get the more expensive ones. You know, you can go into your Fitbits and all that jazz, et cetera. Yeah, you can spend up to $300 to $400 on some of these. And we're not even talking about the Apple Watch. Okay, so, but I'm not saying to go do that. There's other inexpensive ways to figure out how many steps you're walking. You need to be walking intentionally, okay? You need to be moving intentionally, okay? Walking, you should be getting 10,000 steps, okay? Seriously, a day. If not, there could be an issue there, okay? So start with literally just walking, okay? You're already a zombie mom, right? So you got the walking down pat. Wah, 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 wah. So just do it with an extra smile, okay? And now that it's summertime, take your kitties with you. Let them come join you. It's awesome. Even my son this morning said, Mom, when are we going for a walk today? I love that. I tell you, it's a residual effect. You lead, they will follow. Okay, number three, nutrition. Yes, nutrition. Eat with color. How many times do we need to go over this? It is so important. Eat with color, okay? The best way to remember it is if God made it, you get to eat it, okay? Now, you're saying, oh, Christiane, I really don't. I got to have some easiness in life, and I want to go out, and I kind of like processed food. Okay, I get that. So you have to make the decision for you, all right? That's what we're talking about is you and your body. Look at it. the more that you eat with color of what is in its natural state, okay, meaning you answer the question, if God made it, I can eat it. You eat that and you're consistent with that, and then you have your reward times with your processed food, maybe 2, 3, or 4 times a week, depending upon what your personal goals are, then that's okay. But see, the problem is when all we're feeding ourselves are convenience items, the foods that are already processed. And I enjoy those too. But if that's my main source of nutrition, I am so falling off the wagon. And that is 100% leading to my zombie mom. I'm zombie living, seriously. I become foggy. I can't think right. It's amazing when I'm talking with my kids, even they're like, Mom, what are you on? And I'm like, oh, I didn't really have my good nutrition today. And I pay for it. I don't sleep well. My energy level drops, like drastically drops. So seriously, 3, nutrition. 4, dream. Okay, we're talking about the mend. 4 is dream. Dreaming brings hope and vibrancy to life. When you don't have that, you ask yourself, why live? I don't know what I'm living for. I don't know why I'm working. I don't know why I had kids. And you're like, oh, hum. Bah humbug. Right? That's not a way of life. Bah humbug becomes to zombie living. It adds to it. So you need to dream. You need to open up those areas that you have put on the back burner and dream. It may be simply, you know what? I can imagine. Wouldn't it just be awesome to have my closet organized? And you may be giggling at me right now, but seriously, think about it. Do you have a closet in your house that you would like to have organized and how changed it would become? I could think about mine. 1, immediately, my linen closet. What is it about linen closets? If you got a trick, let me know. Because linen closets do you have them organized like when you first move in and everything's, and then what? Life happens. Zombie living sets in with the game of life. And all of a sudden you go in there and you're like, how did the towels get over here, the sheets down there, and everything's just stuffed in there and you can't find anything. And you're like, really? Think about that. Something so simple. So dreaming doesn't mean you're like, oh, I want to dream big and I want to have a houseboat on the lake and I want to have a vacation home too in Hawaii. And then I want to be able to travel overseas. That may not really be in your cards. Yes, you can dream, but you also want to bring down your dreams that eventually they can turn into goals and you can accomplish them. So dream. Think about what it would be. Maybe just literally painting one room in your house. Maybe it's saving up money so you can go back to school and get a certification that you've been longing for. Maybe it's to buy that starter pack in that new business. Who knows? Only you do. Dream. So that's it. It's simple. Reignite the basics of living. You can do this by what? The mend. Yes. Are you ready? Mindset. Exercise, nutrition, and dreaming. You've got this. I know you do. And it's going to look awesome on you. And I promise you, guess what? With this prescription, zombie living is kicked out the back door. No more zombie mom. So you know, guess what? Now you get to go out and you get to mend yourself. Okay? I pray that you have an awesome and incredible week. Make it a great one. And remember, zombie living is not about just walking through life. It's about being present, being incredible, and most importantly, being you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and remember, come on over to createyournow.com/summer planner to download your free planner. Lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.